Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What are we opening this hour on?
Well, you know, earlier on, I think it was last month, that AstraZeneca had an issue.
Oh, yes.
During a clinical trial, and they had to halt the clinical trial because someone had ended up getting
transverse myelitis. Yeah.
Well, apparently the FDA is taking a closer look now because more concerns about what's going on.
So that whole rush at warp speed might not be happening. FDA widening the U.S. safety inquiry into AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine. It looks like three different sources here. Their late-stage U.S. trial has remained on hold since September 6th, since a study participant in Britain fell ill with what was believed to be a rare spinal inflammatory disorder. We already called it transverse myelitis. The widened scope indicates that there may be additional delays for at least one of the most advanced vaccine candidates for COVID-19, which, look, I'm fine with because I think, you know, the vaccine's going to be a scam and it's not going to be good. And we talked about it with John Rappaport last Sunday, how one of the study designs is designed to fail, and we showed you how they could manipulate it to still get approval, at least in emergency use authorization. Apparently, the regulators in the UK, Brazil, India, South Africa have allowed the AstraZeneca to resume the clinical trials there, but they're on hold here. The FDA, for once, is applying the precautionary principle to determine whether similar side effects emerged in the trials of other vaccines designed by AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine partner researchers at Oxford University. So, we cover this because it is of interest. Obviously, a lot of people are on pins and needles that believe a vaccine is the only thing that could get us back to some semblance of pre-2020 normal. But I don't play that game here. There's a lot more to what's gone on than claiming it's a vaccine deficiency, for which there is no disease or infection on Earth that's evidence of a deficiency of what they inject you with in a vaccine. And, you know, this also goes to the heart of the controversy, perhaps, you know, I'll get to that later, too, about what is causing the problems that have occurred in certain areas, the deaths that have occurred in certain areas and certain clusters. And that's always, I think it should be still a point of contention and question and challenge, loads of discrepancies, to just fall on a COVID-19 sword and go, well, they say it, it must be true, or rely upon the test with no standard, it must be true. That's also not scientific. And I feel like the intellectual integrity here, and certainly that Super Don has, we talk about this, I don't say it's not at all possible. Like, it's impossible. Could be. Maybe they could rise to the level of valid standard in some way, shape, or form that they say, my gosh, we did indeed find this novel, new, upregulated, you know, whatever, virus. I severely doubt it. I do. So you might say I'm biased in my perspective, but it's rooted in a lot of clinical experience as well as history and biology and immunology. And we dig over many decades and go back even hundreds, if not thousands of years to understand how things actually work, as far as the immune system itself or just a healthy metabolism. So if we see this rush to vaccines as potentially backfiring. Some say it'll backfire in the Trump administration. I think it'll backfire ultimately on Big Pharma to show more people, as we've seen than ever before, questioning vaccine safety and efficacy. Things that we were called names for before, now the political left. And, of course, they're personifying it as Trump is evil, and that's why they see it. But regardless, they're seeing it, and they're saying it, and they can't put the vaccine safety genie back into the bottle. Would you agree a little bit with that, Super Don? That it really has raised some things that were never discussed without derision?
Yes, I think so. Because what you've, I just have to assume that you've got people that are now looking at vaccines that never bothered to look at them before. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a certain number of those people that are going to look at it and go, oh, that's interesting. Never knew about that. Never saw that.
Yeah.
And I suppose you would also have people that, you know, once this is over and people have had a chance to kind of look into it a little bit more, it's going to be hard for them to go, well, now vaccines are magically safe again.
Mm-hmm.
That, because that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it?
No.
You know, I mean, there's a little bit of a lack of logic there, at least in, for some healthy skepticism that might be out there. So,
yeah,
I think it's going to be, there's going to be some people that are going to be skeptical from now on, which is good, because we need skeptical people.
Yes,
you know?
We do. That's good. Healthy skepticism is healthy. And
a little less sheep, a little more skeptical.
You can do a country song like that? A little less sheep, a little more skeptical. You write that for us, Super D? That'd be a good song.
Music.
No, you don't like country.
By the way, did you see Mac Davis died yesterday?
Oh, you know, that's kind of interesting. I was thinking of Mac Davis the other day. I didn't even know if he was still alive yet, but we've brought up his wonderful song, Oh Lord, It's Hard to Be Humble, occasionally over the years. And
he had quite the interesting career.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died. I guess he had some kind of open heart surgery or something, and he died.
Oh, well, Helen Reddy the other day passed away, like 79. She apparently had many years of dementia she was suffering from, and finally succumbed to it. And you know, she's the I Am Woman, and for those of you beside
me, roar.
Yes, that you make a very. I don't know what that made, but don't do it again. Just don't do it again.
No, it's because Homer Simpson did a version of that.
Oh, and did you see the pandemic special, South Park? I didn't. I haven't recorded.
I haven't seen it yet, no. Well, I forgot that it was on last time. Let's see if I can catch it tonight.
I retweeted a clip of, you know, the kids, they're at school, social distancing, saying, we're going to have to shut this down, and more deaths. And then it was all about, but that guy died of a motorcycle accident. Yeah, I know, but it was COVID related. You know, they play it all up. So I'm sure it's going to be skewering every side of the equation. So I look forward to seeing that. That could be.
Yeah, I'll see if I can figure out how to watch that tonight.
Yeah, that would be good. And by the way, Helen Reddy, this is a Super Don trivia for Neil Diamond. Love It the Greek. He had, there was a TV special for Love It the Greek. And he called Helen Reddy up to sing Song Sung Blue with him. I don't know if you remember that, Super Don. Do you remember that? You don't remember that?
No.
Figures, you don't remember that. Anyway.
Helen Reddy. Here's Helen Reddy.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back to pretend.
That's for Helen.
Was that Homer Simpson, really?
Yes, that was Homer Simpson.
Oh, my gosh. That was funny. He also brought Henry Winkler and had him sing Song Sung Blue as the Fonz. You didn't know that? You should have known that. Love It the Greek? No?
No.
No ringing bells? All right. I tried, Super Don. I tried to expand your musical horizons in history. It didn't work. All right. Let's go to the next story here before we have the total train wreck of a show today. Let's see. What is this story? This is over at Study Finds.
Dude, this is sad right here.
Looks like a nightmare to me.
This is sad. Do you know? Would you believe there are people having social distancing nightmares?
Yeah, I believe it. Heck yeah. I mean, we're seeing levels of psychosis manifest.
Things have gotten way out of freaking control, and people are having nightmares about this.
Yeah, well, it's manifesting in your subconscious and coming out in dreams. Coronavirus infecting majority of bad dreams. Many having social distancing nightmares. This is a study out of Helsinki, Finland. People joke about 2020 being a nightmare, but you go to sleep and you're like, you can't escape it. New study finds it's more accurate. The researchers in Finland say a majority of the bad dreams people are having this year are now related to COVID-19. And researchers at University of Helsinki reveals the virus is overtaking all other themes when it comes to nightmares. I don't know. Y'all in the chat room, anybody else had COVID-19 nightmares? Just even if you're not afraid of it in a waking state, I think the legitimate fear, Super Don, is the loss of freedom, the loss of being able to interact with your loved ones, the loss of being able to go to church or any, the loss of socializing, you know, not having to think, my gosh, if I go out today, Super Don, and I'm not wearing a mask, someone might yell and scream at me.
I just punch him in the face.
That's it.
Yeah, well, you have to have a nightmare. Don't ruin my sleep.
Get off my face. Get off my lawn. What is the word now?
Yeah.
Talk to that mask. Get out of here. So I think it was inevitable that this would bleed into the dream state. What we're manifesting now is like a waking dream or waking nightmare, living in a totalitarian dictatorship, if you will, the fear of germs to the point where we can't go out, we can't hug, we can't kiss, we can't shake hands, we can't take our masks off. On and on it goes. Would it not impact? I don't know. Have you had any COVID-19 dreams that you remember?
I'm going to have a nightmare about COVID-19. To me, that's ridiculous. But it's just because it doesn't faze me. You know, I'm more like fascinated by it than I am scared of it here. But
well,
I mean,
you don't get out much, though. To be honest,
I still go around. I still see people that are crazy, you know, and acting stupid. But
my wife went out to a big box retailer today to get some contact lenses to order some, mm-hmm. and she said they had a big like police line tape cordoned off at the entrance of it, so you couldn't actually go in. It's inside the big box retailer, right, a subset. And so my wife asked, well, do you want me to come in to do the order? Well, if you do, you have to go through all these, what do they call, D-something procedures? It's like you walk in through a wormhole or one of those things, a chamber where you go out in space, you come back in.
Decontamination?
Yeah, like a decontamination.
No.
I don't know if there's a chamber. No, I'm not kidding. This is what she said.
Really?
You would have to, there's a decontamination procedure.
Where you walk in, it's all...
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
So, like you're at the CDC said, or something?
Right. No, thank you. So she continued to yell across the thing to say, this is what you need, this is what we need. And then when she paid, that little woman came back. But they were talking about the ongoing insanity of this. And this woman who just, you know, works in this, you know, optometrist shop within a big shop said, I think this is all going to go away after the election.
All right. Well, there's some reasonable thinking there.
Well, I mean, it means that people of all walks of life, these are not the people that are being portrayed in mainstream media or the news cycle, are seeing this as nonsense and, you know, are hopeful. Now, my wife also said, guess what? I don't know if this counts for the count on the air, but she also explained the PCR test to this woman and how crazy and crappy it is. So she was like, really? I didn't know that. That's fascinating. So I think that we can communicate these things like the cycles of that test creating 100% positivity, 100% negativity, and all the nonsense in between.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Anyway, well, this is interesting. There's a couple of things here that I got out of this study I thought was just fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the participants in the study were having similar dreams, focusing on the apocalyptic ambience of the coronavirus lockdown.
Ambiance.
Apocalyptic, whatever. And then get this, this is the part that I thought was the best here. Many of the disturbing themes in these nightmares were born out of word pairings the study labeled as disregard of distancing. These included combinations like mistake hug.
What?
A mistake hug?
It's like, oops, I didn't mean to hug you.
A handshake. Distancing crowd. Crowd restriction. Crowd party. So these people are literally having nightmares about accidentally giving somebody a hug, going to a party, being too close to people. Dude, this is messing some people up.
And we're talking about adults now having these dreams, right? This is not kid dreams.
Yeah. No, so these are adult dreams. And listen, I can understand, you know, if you knew somebody and somebody died and stuff. That has effect on anybody and everybody that goes through that to some degree.
Yeah,
but just, you know, having nightmares about being in a crowd or hugging somebody by mistake, dude, this sucks. This is a weird.
Yeah, that we're talking stress that doesn't escape. You don't get escape from it when you sleep. The stress is continuing in, and the stress is going to be sleep disruptive.
You're not gonna, kind of thing, right?
Yeah. It says this at the end. Repeated intense nightmares may refer to post-traumatic stress. The content of dreams is not entirely random, but can be an important key to understanding what is the essence in the experience of stress, trauma, and anxiety. I often call this day residue. Day residue, right? You have things that happen in your daily life can appear in your dreams in some way, shape, or form. So if every day you are spending, and I know we're observing it, we're commenting on it, I think for us, wouldn't you agree it's somewhat cathartic, the fact that we get to communicate and just let it out, right, every day? It helps me.
It is therapy, for sure. Yeah.
But if for those that don't have that outlet, they feel isolated and contained, whether they're afraid or not, just the scenario itself is frightful. That, my gosh, you want to hug people. You want to shake hands, and then you're in a dream, and then you're realizing in that dream, oh, my gosh, but it's still just a dream. It's not the same rules, so to speak. And you're like, oh, did that really happen? Am I going to be in trouble? Right? These are things that we didn't normally used to think about. You know, I certainly I'm not saying to disrespect people and go up and hug them anyway, because that is disrespectful. Although I said that there's a fine line between acknowledging and being sensitive to people's fears and then enabling their fear that distances them from creation. But you got to figure that out case by case, in other words. So the idea of being afraid in your dream of something that could happen in real life now, or what we call waking life, yeah, there's a mass psychosis that has impacted not just, children I'm concerned about, but adults are being impacted very significantly.
You ever had a dream where, like, you were falling?
Mm-hmm.
You ever had a dream like you went to school and you weren't wearing pants?
Oh, yeah, or, you know, you show up and you miss the whole calendar school year and now it's the final exam.
Giving somebody a hug?
Yeah.
Never had that nightmare.
That is weird. Oh, my gosh, I gave somebody a hug in my dream. Oh, my gosh!
I have to say I've never had a dream of my dad eating cheese before either.
Well, you know what I think it is. I'm very protective of my cheese.
I think he likes the cheese, and he's afraid that it'll be gone.
Oh, I agree with you. I think that was his fear dream that, oh, Dad's going to eat all of the Gouda. Because it's a real special treat. It's not like American Kraft cheese slices. I mean, this stuff is organic Gouda from Holland. Man. For goodness sake, from the Netherlands. And it was like, oh, my favorite cheese in the whole world. And I'm a guy that tends to savor stuff. Right. I eat a little bit and I have a little bit late, you know, and so it lasts a long time. And I know some people are all about, oh, I'm going to eat it all. But maybe I need to, because, as I said, I'm trying to bulk up, perhaps. Maybe I should start with a dozen eggs, a gallon of raw milk. And, you know, I'm not that. That's not my obsession, honestly. It's just I don't want to be blown over by a slight breeze. That's not unreasonable, is it, Super D? That's all. Just a little bit more.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
There was a time when I weighed, in fact, that was my weight in high school, was 145.
Mm.
But I was like a beanpole, you know what I mean? It was just like skinny, you know, whatever, so.
Mm-hmm.
But you wear it well.
All right, let's wear it well, folks, all together now. What is the... Oh, you know, we're at the bottom of the hour break. Let's take a break. We'll come back.
And,
let's see. We got a few more stories. We got... Oh, shift the gears. We're actually going to talk about cancer.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
today he feels well. He's been up and around. Our plan for today is to have him to eat and drink, be up out of bed as much as possible, to be mobile.
Walter Reed Medical Center physician Brian Garibaldi discussing what President Trump's Sunday will look like. Dr. Garibaldi continues.
If he continues to look and feel as well as he does today, our hope is that we can plan for a discharge as early as tomorrow to the White House where he can continue his treatment course.
White House physician Sean Conley also talks about the president dealing with two drops in his oxygen levels.
We debated the reasons for this and whether we'd even intervene. It was a determination of the team, based predominantly on the timeline from the initial diagnosis, that we initiate dexamethasone.
Conley saying that the president experienced low oxygen levels on Friday morning and Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump's campaign is blasting the Biden campaign for continuing to air negative ads while President Trump is fighting COVID-19 at Walter Reed Medical Center in Maryland. Biden's campaign pledged Friday to take down all negative ads against Trump as the president battled the coronavirus, but TV spots criticizing the president were still running Saturday. The Trump campaign saying nearly 100 negative ads against the president aired on Saturday while the president was at Walter Reed Medical Center. The New England Patriots and Kansas City Chiefs are now scheduled to play tomorrow night. The NFL says the game will begin at 7:05 Eastern Time on CBS. The game was set to take place today, but positive coronavirus tests pushed the game back. The league is saying there are no new positive tests on either team. The Monday night game between the Atlanta Falcons and Green Bay Packers will now begin at 8:50 Eastern Time on ESPN. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Going into the next story of the day, let's see, here it is. Children's Health Defense, great group, Bobby Kennedy and others in there. This is a story about childhood cancer. And, you know, I could be playing Moment of Duh, I could be playing Robert Was Right, all of that stuff. But who doesn't know this? I mean, is there anybody in this audience that doesn't? I can't imagine. But apparently there's a lot of people out there in the world that this is stunning and shocking new information. Childhood cancer caused largely by environmental factors, according to this report. For children in the U.S., the cancer, in fact, is the leading cause of death from disease. Worldwide, cancer has become so prevalent and devastating that some may use the word or phrase, like curing cancer, when describing something unfeasible or highly complicated. So this is a bunch of folks came together on this issue of Childhood Cancer Prevention Initiative, and they reported on the impact of different cancer-causing chemicals, calling for a national plan to address the rising incidence of childhood cancer. Now, I get the idea of a national plan and global plans and big plans, but I will remind you, Mom and Dad, that you have more control over what your child is exposed to than anyone else, any government agency, any national private group or global environmental initiative. The choices you make of what to bring into your home matters as much or more than anything any government agency could do. To choose to go organic and non-GMO is not a... Some people say, oh, that's a luxury, right? You know, we used to be called elitists, white wealthy elitists promoting organic food. It's like, that's the only food that's food. You eat chemically grown and processed foods to your own detriment, and now we're seeing generationally the decline to such a degree that childhood cancer, leading cause of death in the U.S. of all the diseases. I was like, wow, I shouldn't be shocked by that. But folks, remember the war on cancer declared by Nixon, President Richard Milhouse Nixon, in the early 1970s, and billions, maybe arguably, has it been a trillion yet, invested into curing cancer, and they're no closer to curing it than they were when they started. Now, that is why we do what we do here. We're not waiting for government and money stolen from you or me or our grandkids to do that. We recognize that there are ways to prevent and reverse cancer, and that curing cancer is not something that is difficult to do. In fact, it's been done throughout the ages by those who understood the law of the terrain. Before even Antoine Béchamp, they had a name for it. Eating food as it's grown on the planet without adding toxic chemicals to it. How difficult is that? The soil itself, don't put toxic chemicals in it. Make sure that it's teeming with microorganisms, the microbiome of the soil, earthworms even, all of that stuff to break down the soil to make the minerals bioavailable for the plants on them that you will eat, or if you eat the animals that would eat those plants, so that you would benefit this physical body. Now, I'm not saying there aren't emotional reasons that cancer manifests. Not at all. That's part of it. But if you just eliminate one of the major ones, the physical ones, you will reduce your risk significantly. And then perhaps you'll be able to focus on the harder parts of emotional patterns of behavior, mental thought forms, unworthiness, etc., or even spiritual crises that have you questioning your own reason for being that can manifest that way as well because it impacts your emotions. But if I would recommend one thing for you today, besides eating organic, is to watch the film Secret Ingredients movie. Because that one shows you, just as much as I've been trying to communicate this to you for years and years and years, in one 90-minute film, maybe 91 minutes, the simple act of eating organic non-GMO food versus commercially, conventionally grown foods, and the reversal of disease in children, in adults, parents, in grandparents, even the reversing of autism labels because they're no longer on the spectrum. Simply choosing what you put in your body. Now, granted, we cannot control for everything in our environment because there are realities in terms of pollution around us all of the time. But the more we minimize, you know, that's a weird way to say it, the less exposure, the more we can control for some of the limiting of exposure, or by enhancing our body's ability to deal with the exposure we can't control for, which means extra love for your liver, homeopathically, minerally, selenium, chromium, herbally, dandelion, CanGST, all of the things we talk about here, frequencies of the non-frequency variety and the quantum signaling, all of these things to support our detox pathways. And again, we come back to something like key technology to reduce the electromagnetic pollution exposure that we can't really avoid, but we can depolarize the field. These are things that we'll continue to discuss and encourage you to look into further. But Super Don, what is this quote you sent me in terms of numbers and money? What is this one?
Well, you were talking about how much has been spent, and I mean, overall, it's like hundreds of billions of dollars.
We're getting to the trillion level.
Yeah, we're getting right there. But just one small example, the NIH.
Mm-hmm.
has spent roughly $90 billion on research and treatment since 1971.
And have they declared that they've got a cure for cancer yet?
No, no, no. In fact, this article that I'm looking at here, this is coming from the Chicago Health Online.
Mm-hmm.
It says here that it was a good news, bad news. Bad news is that cancer is still here.
Mm-hmm.
Good news is that cancer deaths have fallen 20% since they peaked in 1990-91. The reason for this, money.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for those deaths to keep dropping, we need
more money. Send us money.
Yeah.
Doesn't it sound like the televangelist? Just send more money and you'll be saved, or I'll be saved, or we'll all be saved.
And look, people are going to get cancer. They are, okay? I mean, the people just, they do. They get cancer just like there's all kinds of other
diseases. Kids.
Yeah.
But kids.
Children are getting more cancer now.
Because they're living longer than they used to. I've always said that. It's absurd, of course.
Children, wait a minute. All children live.
Yeah, well, which is my point. It's like, why, if cancer, let's say, were genetic, how would we even have survived lines with cancer?
That's true, but I mean, I look at a number like $90 billion, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how much that works out to. But
I think you can get an Uber ride from Chicago to New York for that.
All of this research has been mostly about treating cancer after you've already gotten it. Very little of it is going into prevention.
Well, and that's what's significant about the story is that they acknowledge the cause not being genetic as much as it is what? Epigenetic, in other words, toxicological burdens on the body. They don't talk as much about mineral deficiencies here, but we know that these drive mineral deficiencies as well. Toxins push out minerals.
You could have some sort of predisposition. I think so. I believe that.
Well,
but it's not the cause. It's not like, oh, well, you are going to get cancer because of this. You know, that's BS.
Well, in homeopathy, we have the miasms of Hahnemann talking about predispositions, exactly that. And there were certain inherited predispositions, but they weren't made manifest unless you lived wrong.
Right.
In other words, you did the wrong thing, and then it manifested in that way. That comes to bio-individuality, strengths, weaknesses, you know, your body type. You know, what do you have strengths in? Is your liver as powerful as Rasputin's, or is it, you know, weak like somebody else's? And so these things matter, and that means we have to take extra care to find out about our bodies, what things work for us, what things don't. It's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all, although, as I've argued, I don't think it's much of an argument that needs to be argued, but, you know, when I talked with Nick Gonzalez all those years as the, you know, top cancer doc and what he did to get people alive from death's door on pancreatic cancer, said, you know what, bio-individually, we need to determine what that patient needs, what kind of diet, meat, no meat, cooked, raw, all, and each one was different based on their needs, and yet none of them needed pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, genetically modified ingredients, additives, preservatives, flavorings, colorings, heavy metals, plasticizers, and on it goes. So there is that dividing line with the things that are supportive of life, things that are destructive to life. And we talk about that destruction happening at the very deep levels of the body, one cell at a time, one enzyme at a time, one endocrine compound at a time. The toxicological burden on the body impacts cells individually, and then, of course, if it does a lot of them, then you say collectively, and then you're basically your body is in a state of decline, decay, and maybe even fungal growth. And some people blame fungus, Super D, as the cause of cancer. I disagree. It is evidence of a decayed state of health, and as it manifests, it's sort of like life trying to convert life and, you know, turn it into something different for another life form, a fungal growth like that. So it isn't the cause of cancer, but it's evidence that you're pretty far down the road. Doesn't mean you can't be reversed, but I don't know. They don't talk about this on mainstream media either, on cancer, you know. It's probably upsetting that they acknowledge that the environment can cause cancer.
Right. Yeah, that would be the reason why Carol Alt's show isn't on there anymore, right?
Yeah. Yep. A Healthy You with Carol Alt on Fox News lasted a couple of years. Was amazing. Nick Gonzalez was on there talking about this stuff. Ty Bollinger was on. I was on. Dr. King was on talking homeopathy. There's some amazing guests there. Carol, we love you. So let's move to the issue of psychosis, depression, anxiety, emotional issues. This story from Medical Express says antipsychotics for treating adult depression is linked with higher mortality. Now, doesn't this remind you of Peter Bregan? What did he say? 500,000 deaths a year due to SSRI drugs alone.
Right.
So the researchers here, Rutgers, along with Columbia University, reported that an increased mortality risk in adults with depression who initiated augmentation with newer antipsychotic meds compared to a control group that initiated augmentation with a second antidepressant. I don't know. Are they speaking any specific drugs here? They talk about antipsychotics as a general group.
Yeah, I didn't see anything. At least
they mentioned
that
not the trade names, so they're harder to quantify until you get the trade names.
Right.
Aripiprazole, I've never seen these words. I haven't pronounced them before. Olanzapine. So it sounds like they don't make them easy,
do they?
No, there might be derivations of older drugs even. Antidepressants, antipsychotics in this case, have well-recognized and often serious adverse effects, including more than 50% increased mortality risk in older adults with dementia. Wow. It has previously been unknown whether this mortality risk applies to non-elderly adults using newer antipsychotics as augmentation treatment for depression, so adding on to SSRIs perhaps. The clinical trials that led to the approval of various newer antipsychotics for depression were just too small and too short to be informative for this question. And you wonder, too, were these tests conducted on these new antipsychotics against placebo? Chances are they were probably tested against other drugs in the category so that the side effects did not look significant enough to make a dent in their approval process. So we look into that. Now we find out years later they're on the market, and there's a higher risk for mortality, death, by being on these newer antipsychotics in addition to antidepressants, perhaps, that are already dangerous and deadly.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show. Alliance for Natural Health does great work both in the U.S. and in Europe.
They do.
Love and appreciate them very much, all the work there. So here's the page with all the new, you see the new beautiful labels there for Plus CBD. And they have now the 50 milligram 30 count available. Imagine getting that at 30% off. Hit the code RSB30, right? Or for ongoing discount of RSB15. You got the topical as well. You got the gold, which is the 15 milligram. But now they have a super concentrate of 50 milligrams. So you have options. Now, CV Sciences does not make claims for any of these drugs. I mean, for diseases. There are no disease claims. So they know how to navigate the regulation. But there's still also regulatory risks. They've got the raw, original, extra strength, and maximum strength now available. So good options for you. You can also get them through choosetobehealthy.com, I believe. And I know that not a doc and not a nurse use a lot of that as well. So that's cool. So what do we got? A few minutes left. Anything? I think we had a question of the day.
We got time to do this question of the day.
Yeah, let's see if we squeeze it in, and we can go into bonus territory if we need to.
Okay. Right.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. This question of the day is coming from Joe, J-O. What do you think of the Libertarian Party as regards to the COVID response? And do you think that they would not endorse mandated vaccination or other coercive restrictive methods? Is there a possibility that pushing for ranked voting in this election is even feasible or useful at this late stage? Thank you so much for all your research and analysis all these years. A breath of fresh air, Joe. Well, thank you, Joe. We obviously lean libertarian, conservative a bit. Constitutional, yes, all the way. But I've had some problems with my libertarian friends from time to time when it comes to this issue of germs, of vaccinations. Because one of the prime motivators of a libertarian is to do no harm, that kind of thing, what doctors forgot a long time ago. You don't initiate violence or force. And so those that are libertarian yet believe wholeheartedly in the cult, with cult-like devotion in the germ theory right now are saying, well, we should mandate masks. We should even mandate vaccines for this thing, because the simple act is you could be a carrier and that would the evidence of a violent act against somebody else if you breathe and they got sick. And this is where I diverge from libertarian thought. Not that I don't believe in this principle of nonviolence, but the argument that simply breathing is a violent act in the era of COVID crazy? No, you've lost your minds, libertarians. And yeah, I see good work by my friend Tom Woods. He's been arguing to get the government off of our backs here and allow us to go about the cabin because he recognizes, as I do and we do, that the risk is not to the general public, to the average person. As Jonathan Ebor said, 50 and under is virtually none. I'm over 50. I'm not concerned at all. My mom's in her 80s. I'm not concerned for her for that. She's taking enough selenium. We know what to do. So the idea that we are causative agents of disease and destruction, infection and death and others simply for breathing, no, it doesn't fly. So the libertarian application of do no harm or do not engage in violence, non-aggression principle does not apply to this, and that's where they've gone wrong. So the question is, what kind of libertarian are they? Germ theory cultists? Or do they understand and have knowledge of the law of the terrain? And if so, Super Don, then those libertarians are not a danger to you and me. But these are the dangerous libertarians because they have an exception to their rule of the non-aggression principle where they say, yes, government can use aggression and force to force you to mask up or to inject, which is a hostile and dangerous and potentially deadly act. And they have a complete blind spot if that's their view.
Yeah, you get a group of libertarians trying to have this discussion, you're going to be pretty much split down the middle. It's probably one of the more controversial topics to try and discuss with libertarians because they're split. And again, it's because what's the basis of their argument? And like you said, it's if the germ theory is it.
Yeah. All right, we're about to break because UK Health Radio has to drop. I just want to remind everybody, if you're in Florida or near there, Fort Pierce, Florida, this weekend, Saturday, the Freedom Tour USA with Cordy and others, hashtag Megaphone Marine, hashtag 1776 Forever Free, October 3rd, Saturday, Fort Pierce, Florida, 2:30 to 5:30. They're supposed to have a live music and band. You want to go out and have a concert and fun outside in Fort Pierce, Florida, check it out at 1776 Forever Free. Say hi from me. I wish I could be there with you. I know I got a lot of fans and supporters and friends out there in Florida. So head on over to Fort Pierce this Saturday. In the meantime, we'll be back with some bonus time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal, of course, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.